Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bryant going to the basket. Kobe Bryant!
There it is!
A 50-point game in his farewell. Final minute 30. Bryant from 14 has 53! Unbelievable stuff tonight. The Lakers down one. Will Kobe give them one last gamer? Bryant on the move with the jumper.
Oh my!
58 points! And the Lakers lead!
Kobe Bryant would finish with 60 points in his farewell game, the highest point total for anybody playing their final game of their career. I remember watching that live, and you saw history as you were watching that with Kobe Bryant, as you often did. Clint Sterner, Jeremy Branham joining us now. Ronnie Brewer, 8-year pro, and a lot of nights he had the assignment of defending Kobe Bryant. Ronnie, how did you see the news yesterday? How did you take the news when you first heard it?
Well, currently I'm a basketball coach in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So we came in yesterday for a prep practice for this upcoming week. And right before we started practice, I started getting notifications, and then my former teammates started hitting me up, and then the news broke, and then some media outlets from here and from teams I played on started hitting me up. And, you know, yesterday I was kind of at a loss for words, and you know, I think I was in shock kind of like the rest of the world, and had to process it a little bit. And, you know, and then as I processed it, you know, started, you know, I have a child, a young daughter, and just thinking of her and thinking about, you know, Kobe and his daughter and, you know, the other people that were on the helicopter and the family members that were affected by it, you know, it just broke my heart. And, you know, I instantly said a prayer, and we had a huge practice planned, you know, and, you know, we had a guest speaker come in, Nolan Richardson, who's in the Hall of Fame, and, you know, he gave a great speech, you know, about Kobe and his experience meeting him. And we kind of ended it on that note. And, you know, everybody got to go home. And I think we told everybody to go home and pull up some YouTube clips and to experience the greatness. And sometimes it stinks, but you don't really give people their, you know, the due that they earn when they're here. And until they're gone, it's kind of unfortunate because, you know, who's the greatest person, him, Kobe, or LeBron? And instead of just taking a step back and be able to witness greatness, the people who were alive and able to see it, we got to view greatness. I got to see that up close and personal. Was unfortunate because he used me a lot of times in the game. But, you know, just be able to sit back and look at his body of work and how great of a person he is and what he did off the court and on the court is just phenomenal. And it's heartbreaking just to be able to, you know, process the whole thing and just think about it today.
Ronnie, what did you – I want to get to some of the experiences with you actually on the floor with Kobe, man, and I think that's really cool. But before we go there, man, immediately yesterday you were at practice, so you didn't see a lot of it, but the coverage media-wise was hit or miss early, as I think everything is that way now in 2020, unfortunately. But there was word that the NBA may cancel – basketball games. They did end up doing that. What was your thoughts on how they handled the games that were already on the schedule yesterday?
I think they handled it really, really well, man. Just the NBA, as you know, is the NFL and NCAA sports. It's such a tight, close-knit group. I mean, you're basically like family because you spend so much time together. You know people's kids. You know people's wives. You spend a lot of holidays together, traveling or together, because you have games either that day or the day before or after a holiday. So you're really close to these people. And hearing the news was just crazy. And, you know, instantly I just thought, you know, man, like, he's not going to be there anymore, more for his family. You know, I know people were sad in the NBA because, you know, what he represents and the relationships a lot of guys have with him. But, you know, I think it was awesome that a lot of people honored him. You know, some people wore his jersey, changed their jersey number. A lot of teams, you know, had a 24-second violation and then a 8-second backcourt for his two jersey numbers that he represented. And, you know, it was a lot of tears shed across the country, across the world, a lot of flowers that were put at the Staples Center. And it was just – it was awesome to see how it brought kind of the sporting world and the basketball world and entertainers and true fans together for one moment. You know how people are, the rivalries between the Clippers and the Lakers and the Warriors and the Celtics and the Bulls and all the things like that. And everybody, no matter what team you are fans of, came together as one and, you know, mourned the loss of a true legend in Kobe Bryant.
Ronnie Brewer is our guest, 8-year pro in the NBA, spent part of his season with the Houston Rockets as well. Many nights had to defend Kobe Bryant. Ronnie, tell us some of those moments when you were going up against Kobe. He was on the other side. What did you appreciate about him as a competitor?
His competitiveness is unreal. You know, my rookie year, I'm an Arkansas guy, went to Arkansas. My rookie year, Derek Fisher was on our team. He was coming from the Warriors and was playing on the Jazz. Made it to the conference finals, and, you know, that was a phenomenal experience. You know, we lost to the Spurs, who went on for a championship. And then the next year, the following year, we just couldn't get over the hump playing against Kobe Bryant. And I remember so many times in the film room trying to study and dissect his game, what his strengths and his weaknesses is. And as I watched tape more and more and more, it wasn't many weaknesses at all. He could score multifaceted on different levels. Three-pointer, mid-range, and get to the back. He could post up on either post, and a lot of times I was on the losing part of that on that film clip where I was playing the best defense I possibly could, and he'd give me four or five pump fakes, spin move, and fade away, and hit his patented shot, his fadeaway jump shot, and I probably couldn't have played better defense, but you know he just had better offense that night. And you know, I think he has clips like that of almost every different player that played in the NBA, and that shows how great he was. No matter how big the stage was, he always rose to the occasion. He performed, and you know, all I could do was go out there and play hard. You know, we met him in the conference finals a couple of times. You know, we had some crazy battles when I was with the Bulls, the number one team in the East, and we didn't think that anybody could beat us. And you know, Kobe Bryant would come close and having huge games where he was busting out for 30, 40, 50 points. You know, and we knew he was capable of it because in a game he scored 81 points a game. So you had to be on your P's and Q's, and you couldn't ever relax and take him for granted because he could, you know, score points at a high level. But he was – people don't really give him the respect that not only did he score at a high level and took passion and his preparation and his determination to get better year in, year out and never have a drop off, but he was defending on the defensive end. He wanted to guard the best player night in, night out. If it's the point guard, shooting guard, or small forward, Kobe wanted to match up and win that matchup. And that's how much of a competitor he was. And that's what you always respected about his game, that he played it on both ends, night in, night out, for a long, long time.
That's Ronnie Brewer, former NBA, 8-year NBA pro. Ronnie, what about these Rockets, man? We're obviously in Houston, man. You spent a brief part of your career here. Man, it's. I want to ask you particularly about. I said this last week. Like I feel like the Rockets have spent a lot of time, effort, and monies in building a team that could compete with and possibly dethrone the monster in the West in Golden State. And now you look up and Golden State no longer is, and the West has totally changed. Shape. I mean, how do you think the Rockets stack up, even when they're healthy? Not right now, obviously they're banged up, but when they're healthy, how do you feel like the Rockets stack up against the rest of the West?
I think they stacked up pretty well. I mean, you got James Harden, who could potentially be the MVP this year. He should have been it last year. He's almost averaging. I mean, he can score at so many levels. A lot of people think negative of his game because he dribbles the ball that much, but he worked at it so hard he deserves to be able to shoot whatever shot he wants to, because he thinks it's going in every single time he gets puts up a shot attempt. And you got Russell Westbrook's, you know, will to win. He's out there getting his teammates involved. He's scoring at a high level. He's rebounding at a high level. It's really, really, really hard to come up with a game plan to stop those guys on the offensive end. And they facilitate for their teammates so well that the other guys just have to be in the right position at the right time to kind of maximize what they can do on the court. I think when it gets to the playoffs, it's so much focus, and you're under a microscope because you play the same team multiple times, and you know you're playing against some of the best players in the world and the best coaches, so they make adjustments. I think it comes down to how you defend in the playoffs. So if the Rockets can find a way to defend at a high level as well as they are playing offensively, I think they can make a long, hard push in the playoffs and potentially dethrone somebody in the West.
What do you think about the style they play, Ronnie? Very analytical three-pointer over two-pointer, shots behind the three-point line and the paint or at the free throw line. What do you think of that style of play, the analytics that they like to use?
I think you know, when you look at it and somebody breaks it down to you, you know, an old-school basketball player is going to be like, no way, you're going to dump the ball inside. You play inside out. You got to make them stop inside. Well, you know, if you're a mathematician, you know, obviously 3 points are better than two. And then you throw in percentages. But, you know, if you have somebody like James Harden who's scoring in a high percentile from behind the arc, and he's going downhill and getting to the basket, and then he's getting fouled and going to the free throw line and shooting, you know, 97 for the free throw line, and then you come with a game plan to stop him, and he could swing the ball to Russell Westbrook, who's doing the same exact thing. That's hard to prepare as a coach, especially it's hard to guard it defensively. And then you have other guys who come in and contribute as well. That's the ingredients for a long night. So, I mean, I'm not opposed to the way they play because it's been working. People are saying that, oh, it hasn't been working enough because they won a world championship. But you've got to get it time. When the Warriors first got together, they didn't come out and win a championship off the first year. You know, they developed Steph, they developed Clay, Draymond. They brought in Iguodala. They brought in multiple pieces to make them the team who they are. And then they added KD to push them over that hump to make sure that they were the monster they were. Same thing with the Lakers. The Lakers are not the same team as they were last year. They added some pieces to make them better. I think that's what the Rockets are doing. And I think teams are going to have to adjust to what they do and their style of play for them to be competitive.
Ronnie, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you down the road, all right?
All right. Hey, thank you all for having me.
You got it. Ronnie Brewer, 8-year pro in the NBA, spent a little time with the Houston Rockets and went toe-to-toe with Kobe Bryant. Mike D'Antoni, you might remember, coached Kobe Bryant whenever he was in L.A. Here was Mike D'Antoni yesterday after the news.
Yeah, no, it was pretty somber. It was before the game, you know, with that devastating news. It just, it shook guys a lot. You know, obviously our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and Vanessa and the kids, and just an unbelievable tragedy.
Your own thoughts of having, you know,
well,
spent time?
I mean, it's just like with everybody. He's one of the greatest players ever. An unbelievable competitor. Earned everything. Every accolade he got, he earned. He just kept coming at you, and there won't be many like him, that's for sure.
Rocket coach Mike D'Antoni, who spent some time in L.A. with Kobe Bryant.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.